In his State of the League address, MLS Commissioner Don Garber said Atlanta is one of the areas that could see an expansion team before the end of the decade. But would a soccer team thrive in Atlanta? Sports author Tim Darnell isn't sure.
As an Atlanta native, I'm skeptical simply because I've seen so many franchises come and go over the years that have not been successful.
That includes the Atlanta Chiefs, a Major League Soccer team that had two unsuccessful and brief stints, collapsing for good in 1981. Among the names linked to the possible new team is Falcons owner Arthur Blank, and that's a good thing, according to Darnell.
It's got its strongest chances of success with him at the helm. Anyone else, I don't think, really stands very much of a chance.
And there is a demand for soccer in the metro area, according to Neil Malone, a spokesman for the Atlanta Silverbacks, a professional soccer team in the division below MLS.
Competition at youth ranks is translating into the parents really getting into it and the kids wanting to learn more and go see the pros.
Jacob Daniel is with Georgia Soccer, which is affiliated with the U.S. Soccer Federation. He has seen the ripple effect of local soccer interest in the Georgia Dome.
Anytime we bring in high-level soccer to the Dome, it packs the place.
Major League Soccer admits nothing is final, although the league says talks with Blank have been positive. John Lawrence, WABE News.